For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Jurors didn't reach a verdict in the Paul Manafort financial fraud trial and were sent home for the weekend. In a revelation that stunned the courtroom, Judge T.S. Ellis said he has received threats while he's presided over the case and that he's now being protected by U.S. Marshals. When news organizations asked him to make jurors' names part of the public record, he declined for their safety. President Trump weighed in on his one-time campaign chairman's case.
I think the whole Manafort trial is very sad. When you look at what's going on there, I think it's a very sad day for our country.
Manafort is charged with 18 felony counts here and tax evasion in a separate case. He has steadfastly refused to cooperate with the probe into Russian meddling in the 2016 election. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Funeral and memorial services are planned for Aretha Franklin, who died Thursday at age 76. The funeral will be held in her hometown in Detroit on the 31st. The viewing will take place August 28th and 29th at the Charles H. Wright Museum for African American History. The service for the family and friends will be at the Greater Grace Temple the following day. There's also word that there will be a public tribute event in November at Madison Square Garden in New York, produced by the legendary Clive Davis. It was billed as a massive forgiveness in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. This happened on the heels of this week's grand jury report, alleging hundreds of Catholic priests had abused more than 1,000 Pennsylvania children over many decades. Harrisburg Diocese Bishop Ronald Gaynor.
Our service of repentance begins our year-long effort to make reparation for sins committed.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
U.S. health officials have approved a new affordable generic version of the EpiPen, the emergency allergic medication that triggered a public backlash when its maker upped its price tag last year. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
The Food and Drug Administration issuing its approval on Thursday of the new version from Teva Pharmaceuticals. It's the first that will be interchangeable with the original pen-like injector sold by Mylan. EpiPen injections are stocked by schools and parents nationwide to treat children with severe allergies. They are used in emergencies to stop potentially fatal allergic reactions to insect bites and stings, and foods like nuts and eggs. EpiPen maker Mylan has dominated the billion-dollar market for the shots for two decades. Several other companies do sell competing shots containing the same drug, epinephrine, but they aren't heavily marketed or very often prescribed by doctors. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Omarosa Manigault Newman has leaked more audio tapes. USA's Robin Walensky reports.
On this clip, Laura Trump telling her she can have her new campaign job if she meets certain conditions.
And I think we could work something out where we keep you.
Omarosa, a former Apprentice contestant, fired by Chief of Staff John Kelly from her position at the White House. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.